Greetings, Radio Land. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. We are God's covenant church, and we are established in Jesus' name. We are a holy people because we keep God's word, which is His Ten Commandments. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Evangelist, to our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, we're glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church. We are the church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're grateful for our leadership that's going on, our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, our great Bishop Dorothy. Holy vessels keeping God's commandments, and we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We believe in living holy. We believe in living free from sin. Because God come to save His people from sin. Choir has a number here, it's called Blameless. And that's what you present God, a blameless life when you live holy. Our Deacon Darrell wrote the song, Choir, Blameless. Thank God.
Purify my soul,
that I be holy,
that with your
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That's what we strive to be here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Blameless. We have announcements. Our Deacon Debbie, thank God for you.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. I trust you heard those announcements. Have a little technical difficulty here. We're glad to be with you this Sabbath. We are God's Covenant Church, and we want to talk about this new heaven, new heavens and new earth. So many think the scripture is speaking about the earth being destroyed, like it was in the days of the flood of Noah. God is going to set up a new kingdom on the whole earth. That's not what God is talking about. I want you to follow me as I follow the Lord through the scripture. He that hath an ear, yes, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Yes, yes. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now let's go to 2 Peter 3 and 9. Going to read a little bit. This thought is about the new heavens and earth. If you're in God, you're in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are the new heavens and the new earth because God have changed our way of thinking. Because we don't see heaven like we see it or saw it before God saved us. Because before God saved us, before we became sanctified, we had a carnal vision of heaven. Before we became sanctified, the old man was reigning. And before you were sanctified and before you've been born again, the old man is yet reigning. But God comes to bring new heavens and a new earth, the new man.
Beautiful.
And I trust I can impart a little knowledge to you about this scripture and this thought. 2 Peter 3 and 9, evangelist, what does it say?
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness.
What?
But is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish.
Now remember, this epistle of Peter is to the church, not to the world, to those that are seeking God. And the first verse says what? 3 and 1.
This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance.
By way of remembrance. This epistle was to those that are striving to live for God. And to keep our minds stirred up how the word is coming to us. And it's coming to us for a purpose to bring forth that new man, that new heaven, new earth. Now, read the 10th verse.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
I understand what God is saying. The scripture says in Malachi, the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come. Because when the word of God comes to us, we that seek the Lord, we have the Lord in our heart. We're not seeking for him to come through the natural clouds. So many are thinking he's coming back on a great day of judgment in natural clouds. Judgment begins in the house of God. And judgment is coming forth every time God's word is coming to bring us knowledge, to do a work, to try us in righteousness. He's like a thief because we never know when he's coming. Could be in service by the wayside. Whenever you're talking about the Lord, gather together. The word is coming. And we never know when and to whom. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. What?
In the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
Now listen, this is not talking about destroying the earth. Let's go to Genesis 8 and 21. God told Noah he was never going to destroy the earth anymore. Not only by flood, but every man anymore. He wasn't going to do that. And I believe God's word. So regardless what those that were inspired to write the word by God, regardless of your interpretation, I believe God. Because the scripture says, let God be true and every man a liar. If you receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Isn't that beautiful? Genesis 8 and 21, what does it say?
And the Lord smelled a sweet savor.
What?
And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake.
What?
For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his
youth. So it's evil from the youth. Although a child may not display evil, it's evil because sin is passed upon every man that's born. It's like a seed. You may not see branches, but it's in the seed. Read.
Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done.
So God promised, I'm not going to smite everything living. So when you read this scripture about him burning up things, everything in the earth, it's not talking about the natural earth we walk on, but it's talking about you and I, because we're the heavens and earth.
Yes.
Read.
While the earth remaineth, seed time.
Listen what God is saying through Noah, through the writer. Seed time.
And harvest.
Harvest.
And cold.
Cold.
And heat. And summer. And winter.
What?
And day and night shall not cease.
It's not going to cease. Now, if God destroys the heavens that you see naturally so, harvest time and seed time would cease. He's not talking about that. It's you and I. The earth on the earth, God is talking about. Let's go back and read that again. 2 Peter 3 and 9. Wait a minute. Before we go there, 3 and 9. Let's go back there. 2 Peter 3 and 9. Let's read that again. 3 and 10, rather. Let's read it again.
But
the day of the Lord.
Of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
What?
In the which the heavens shall pass away now, with
remember,
a great noise.
If the heavens pass away, you don't have seasons. It's not talking about a natural heaven to destroy. You won't have seed time, harvest time. Heavens include sun and moon. So if that passed away, you don't have any light here on earth. Read.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
God is not talking about the elements in the earth natural. It's not talking about that. Go to Galatians 4 and 8. This is what God is talking about. The elements in the earth. The elements is the thing that control you and I, or have controlled you and I. Sin is an element. Now, thanks be to God, I was a sinner. I'm not a sinner anymore. I was a sinner because all have sinned and have come short. But I have repented and I've been born again, and I sin no more. I was a sinner, but I was never a sinner in Zion. I was a sinner until I came to the church.
All right.
And I believe God, and I've been born again. And the Lord said, he that believeth in me shall never die. I believe
that.
That beautiful?
All right.
Galatians 4 and 8, what does it say?
Howbeit, then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods.
So we did service unto these gods which by nature are no gods. Right. What?
But now, after that ye have known God,
what?
Or rather are known of God,
what?
How turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements,
what?
Whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage?
What are these beggarly elements? Read.
Ye observe days.
These holidays. What?
And months.
Months.
And times.
What?
And years.
What?
I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain.
So these are the weak and beggarly elements that God come to burn up. Yes. When you know God. Yes. When you begin to keep God's commandments, you come out from under these things that control you. When to show love to one another, when to give. God's love teaches you to give as the Spirit gives you to give.
Yes.
All the time you love. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And it burns up all of the old ways and traditions and cultures that are not like God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back again. Let's get this again. 2 Peter 3:10. Let's read it again.
But the day of the Lord.
Day of the Lord.
Will come. As a thief in the
now,
night.
Now the day of the Lord is coming now because the word is coming forth to give us knowledge. Yes. And take us out from under the weak and beggarly things that controlled us.
Yes.
Or that are controlling us. Read. Mm-hmm.
In the which the heavens shall pass away.
What?
With a great noise.
And many times when knowledge comes, it causes distress in the old man that's not willing to yield. Even when you're willing to yield, there's a suffering. There's a groaning because you're changing.
All right.
Read.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
What brings the heat is God's word, because God's word is like fire.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. It's also like a two-edged sword.
Yes.
But the word burns up all of this false doctrine, yes, teaching doctrines of men that is not like God.
All
it
right.
rids your mind of that stuff.
Yes.
That's the heavens that are cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
Well, let's go and see what Peter is talking about. And he speaks about Brother Paul, how deep his wisdom was.
Yes.
And that many cannot and could not understand his writings as they rest with all the other scriptures. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 3:13.
Mm-hmm.
Because Paul is speaking about the same thing. They saw eye to eye. They understood what it means when he says the cross of Christ. The cross of Christ is not that cross they nailed him to. That's the devil's cross. But the cross of Christ is the word of God.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? We'll get into that in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 3:13. What does it say?
Every man's work shall be made manifest.
Everybody's work is made manifest, but yet these jackleg preachers tell you, you cannot work your way to heaven. You can't get to heaven by works. You got to rightly divide that. Not when your works are carnal and not of belief or not of God. But when you believe God, you have works.
Already.
Because faith without works is dead. And when you bring forth the works of God, building on the foundation of God's word, it will be tried by the word. Every man's work shall be made manifest. What?
For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire.
Well, no one is going to hold a torch up and say, what are you doing? It's the word of God that comes forth and lets you know where you are. Do you have any gods before God? Do you honor God? The word comes and make manifest what you've done. Read.
Mm-hmm. The fire shall try every man's work.
What?
Of what sort it is.
It's not talking about a natural fire. It's talking about a spiritual fire, which God's word provides. What?
If any man's work abide.
What?
Which he hath built thereupon.
What?
He shall receive a reward.
But wait a minute. It's not talking about a natural house. It's talking about our spiritual houses, because so many have built upon the foundation of God,
God,
with corruptible seed.
Yes.
False teaching, false doctrine, doctrines of men, and it don't stand up according to God's word. When the fire comes, it burns it up.
Yes.
Read.
If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss.
What?
but he himself shall be saved.
In other words, when you're under the teaching of God, God may come to you with the word and let you know this is not right.
Yes.
It may burn up your work. You may suffer a loss.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stay with God and
yes.
build again,
yes.
you shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be by fire. It's going to
yes.
be by the word.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say?
Yet so by fire.
Yet so by fire.
Fire.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's
mm-hmm.
go back to 2 Peter again. I trust you getting some understanding of what Peter is saying here.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say? The 11th verse, what does it say?
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
So wait a minute. Again, it's not talking about a natural earth. It's talking about you and I that walks upon the earth, and these things shall be dissolved in our minds and our hearts.
All right.
What?
What manner of person ought ye to be?
What?
In all holy conversation.
So all of our conversation should be holy.
Mm-hmm.
That means we shouldn't be talking carnal.
All right.
Because a carnal mind is an enemy
mm-hmm.
against God.
Yes.
It should be holy.
Yes.
It didn't say Baptist. Your conversation shouldn't be Lutheran. It should be holy. That means sin free.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
In all holy conversation
what?
And godliness.
And godliness, what?
Mm-hmm. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God.
So wait, we look for God. We yet, as we strive to please God, we look for the day of God. What you talking about? We're looking for God to come and be pleased with us.
Yes.
We look to hear God's word. It's
yes.
coming all the time.
All
coming
right.
and going.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And we also look for that day when he says, well done,
done.
My good and faithful servant.
Yes.
But we're not looking outside through a natural cloud as he went up.
Right.
He said, ye shall see me no more till ye shall say, blessed
bless
is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
All
and
right.
One is always coming in his name when you're sitting up under the teaching of God.
That's right.
Read.
Where in the heavens, being on fire.
Wait a minute. Again, looking for
it's mm-hmm.
evangelist read, looking for and hasting unto the coming
of the day of God.
What?
Wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved.
So when he comes, our minds are burning with the word, and it burns up the things that are not like God.
All right.
It tears it down.
Yes.
It destroys it.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And the elements shall melt with fervent
it's
heat.
Talking about the weak and beggarly elements of the world.
Yes.
Ways of the world.
Yes.
Worldliness. Pride.
Yes.
Gotta keep up. Whatever comes down the pipe, we take it on. That's the element of the world.
That's right.
You can't buy and sell without acting like the world. Read.
Nevertheless, we, according to his promise,
what?
Look for new heavens.
Wait a minute. In other words, so even though the earth is going to be destroyed, you might think it's natural. Well, maybe you think that's natural. But if you feel that way, you still should be looking forward to the promise.
Yes.
According to this promise, look for what?
A new heaven.
New heavens.
And a new earth.
What?
Wherein dwelleth righteousness.
Wait a minute, he's coming to set up. This is what some of Jehovah's Witnesses think. Going to set a kingdom up on the earth. He is. But the earth is going to set it up in and on in our minds and our hearts. That's why God said, I'm going to write my laws in your inward parts. That's the new heaven and earth that's being controlled by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
By his
yes.
laws.
Yes.
That's the new heaven and new earth. New heaven, new
mm-hmm.
earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness.
Righteousness.
Psalms 119 and 172. That's the new heaven and earth. Now, wait a minute. If you think, well, in heaven, we're going to have on right, you can get that right now. If you yield yourself to God, why would you wait for it? 119
mm-hmm.
and 172, what does it say?
172.
119.
Yes.
And 172, what does it say?
172, my tongue.
My tongue.
Shall speak of thy word.
Now, wait a minute. We're talking about God's word.
Mm-hmm.
My tongue shall speak of thy word. Now, everything I've been bringing to you this morning is about God's word.
Mm-hmm.
It's in God's word, having no other gods before me. Not making any graven images, don't take his name in vain. That's the new heaven, new earth.
All right.
My tongue shall speak of thy word. What?
For all thy commandments.
Oh, wait, God talking about something else now? No, the word is the commandments.
Yes.
Right. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all
thy commandments
what?
Are righteousness.
Now, if you are looking for that new heaven and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness, there's God's word. There's the commandments.
Yes.
Let's go to 1 John 3:7. Let's
beautiful.
Go there.
Isn't
that beautiful? Because we're looking for righteousness. Well, I got that right now. We have that here at 425 Laconia Boulevard.
Yes, we do.
Where righteousness dwells.
Yes.
1 John 3:7, what does it say?
Little children.
Little children.
Let no man deceive
now,
you.
Now, I'm not going to let these preachers out here deceive me.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to let these jackleg preachers tell me, well, you cannot, there's no law for righteousness. That's true. We may get into that too, because there was a law for it if you didn't have faith in the law of faith. If you sin, you had to have a remedy to get right.
Right.
An offering. That was the law for righteousness. Jesus came and did away with that. Fulfilled that, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father.
Yes.
But that don't make you perfect. It don't make you right. It gives you a chance to get right with God.
Yes.
It just gets you back to God.
Beautiful.
What are we reading?
The 7th verse. Little
3:7. Little children.
Let no man deceive you.
What?
He that doeth righteousness is righteous.
What?
Even as he is righteous.
Here's one that followed and walked with the Lord, John.
All right.
You can do righteousness because righteousness is keeping God's commandments.
Yes,
God's
it is.
Commandments is righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read 2 Peter again, 3:13. I didn't get as far, not a quarter where I want to go.
Yes.
We may continue this thought on the next broadcast. Because there's a lot in here, because we need to understand what Paul, the AKA Pharisee, had to say. He was a Pharisee. He wasn't when he wrote this. But he had knowledge. 3:13 again. 3:13 again. Yes.
And 13.
Nevertheless,
we, according to his promise,
what?
Look for new heavens.
We're looking for new heavens.
And a new earth.
What?
Wherein dwelleth righteousness.
28:9, Deuteronomy. Let's go there. This is what God's talking. This is according to the promise. Because God promised to raise up a people in righteousness. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Which is nothing but holiness. 28:9, what does it say?
The Lord shall establish thee in holy
people. Now that's a promise, not a Baptist people, but in holy people.
Unto himself.
Unto himself, what?
As he had sworn.
That would mean God swore this. When do you think these people are coming on scene? They will forever be coming on scene.
Yes.
Because the earth abideth forever.
Yes.
One generation cometh, one passed.
Pass
but
away.
The earth abideth forever. Read.
If thou shalt keep.
Now here's the criteria. If thou shalt what?
Keep. The commandments of the Lord thy God.
What?
And walk in his ways.
So many jackleg preachers said no one could keep the commandments. That means you couldn't keep God's way. Then why would God swear he's going to raise up a people to do it?
All right.
If you couldn't do it. Dumb people,
yes.
Dumb preachers.
Yes, that's right.
Read.
That's right. And all people of the earth
what?
Shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord.
What?
And they shall be afraid.
They're going to be afraid
of thee.
Because you're different. You're...